one topic, and then it took me to another topic, and I ended up with two different shilas that were answered based on one sugya. So I figured, they're unrelated, I figured we'll go through the sugya a little bit, and based on what we see in the Achronim there, we'll have two shilas from different angles that will be answered from the sugya. So the Gemara in Shabbos on the Chof Beis on this, which is the first page, The Gemara says Diboy Luhu. The last word on the line is Diboy, about 12 lines up or so. It says Diboy Luhu Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah O Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. The Gemara is a shayla that what is the Ikar Mitzvah of lighting the candles? Is it the lighting or is it the Hanacha, the placing down of the menorah? So the Gemara tries to bring different prices to bring a raya whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. So the Gemara says like this, Tashma, Yomai Rava, Hayatafas Nechanaka Va'omed Lo'asa V'lo'kun. So Rava says, if the person was holding the Neiros Chanukah, Rashi explains the whole time from the time it was lit until it went out, the entire time he was holding the Neiros Chanukah, and standing, he's not Yotzei Lo'asa V'lo'kun. Says the Gemara, Shema Amina Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. So we see from there that Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Because he didn't put it down. Halakha Osa Mitzvah, he did the halakha, he just didn't put it down, so it's a raya. The fact that he didn't do anything is because you need the halakha, he didn't do the halakha, so I halakha Osa Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, you have no raya from there, because really I'll tell you, it could be halakha Osa Mitzvah. I, he lit it, so why is he not Yotzei? Hasam haroa omer letzorchahu dinakitla. The one who sees is going to say that he's holding it for his own purposes, that he lit it for his own purposes. So really it could be from there, halakha Osa Mitzvah. Ah, he lit it, why is he not Yotzei? He's not Yotzei because people are going to see it doesn't look right. It looks like he's doing it for his own use, and therefore he's not Yotzei. So you have no raya from there, that halakha Osa Mitzvah. Just do one more raya. Tashma d'yamai rava, hedlika b'fnim v'otziah lo'asa klum. The person lit indoors, right, when the times of the Gemara where they were mukhif light outside. So if a person lit inside and then carried it outside, he's not Yotzei. Says the Gemara, I amrit v'yishlamah hadloka osa mitzvah hadloka v'mkomo ba'inan v'shemachri lo'asa klum. If you say the hadloka osa mitzvah, the hadloka has to be in the correct place. Since you lit it inside and then carried it outside, you didn't light it outside, which is the correct place, so you're not Yotzei. Eli yamrit hanacha osa mitzvah amai lo'asa v'lo klum. But if hanacha osa mitzvah, why are you not Yotzei? You did the hanacha, there was nothing wrong. You did the hanacha in the right place. So answers the Gemara, Hasam nami haroa hu omer letzorcho hu da'adloka. So the Gemara answers that it's not a raya that hadloka was the mitzvah, the fact that you're not Yotzei because you lit it inside. Even though you did the hanacha outside, you're still not Yotzei, the Fidim HaNamar says hanacha was the mitzvah, because the one who sees you is going to say that you lit it for your own purposes. So obviously you see from there, this is a slight point, you see from there that Idam Adamar Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, so there's also some aspect of the Hadlaka. But that, I don't want to get into that. But the point is that's all we can do in the Gemara. So again, the Gemara is Shaila, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. The Gemara first put a Raya, that if you're holding it the entire time, you're not Yotzei. The Gemara says that's a Raya Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, because you did the Hadlaka. So the Gemara says, no, it could be Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. You're not Yotzei if you held it, because the one who sees it looks like you did it for your own purposes and not for the Mitzvah, therefore, that's why you lost a lokum. Then the Gemara brings a second raya, tries to bring a raya the other way, that hadlaka osa mitzvah. You lit it inside, you carry it outside. So bishlam, if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, so it makes sense you're not Yotzei, because you didn't light it in the right place. You lit it inside, then you carry it outside, that's why you're not Yotzei. But if it's hanacha osa mitzvah, what's wrong? I put it outside, I did the hanacha, everything properly, so it should be okay. So the Gemara says that also is not a raya hadlaka osa mitzvah. Really, I think hadlaka osa mitzvah. I did it right. Yeah, but still, since you lit it inside and you carried it outside, so it looks like you lit it for your own purposes. So obviously, you see that the one who says hadlaka osa mitzvah would have to be that you placed it down in the place that you're going to light it before you lit it. And we'll see that in the Shacharit. It's clear that the man of hadlaka osa mitzvah, you have to place the menorah down, machine the mitzvah, before you light it. Fine. So if you come out of this sugya and you would want to pass in the halachas of one who holds the menorah the entire time, why he's not Yotzei, and a person who lit inside and carried outside, why he's not Yotzei, we hold halacha l'maisa hadlaka osa mitzvah. So if you're the shofar, you're going to pass from the shaylas, the chodah will come out of the sugya, make sure this is clear to you, otherwise you can't go on. It should be clear that in the case where you lit the menorah and you're holding it the entire time, the reason why you're not Yotzei is because haro omer l'tzerchahu da'adlika, like the first case of Rava. And if you're the Shulchan Aruch, you're passing the second shayla, lighting it inside and taking it outside, why you're not Yotzei? Lefi d'man namar says hadlaka osa mitzvah. You should say because hadlaka b'mkomo ba'inan, right? That you need to light in the proper place. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, and this is where all the Achronim ask the shayla, and that's what we'll be addressing tonight, is the Shulchan Aruch right there in Halacha Aleph. Says in Machaber hadlaka osa mitzvah v'lo hanacha. The Hadlaka makes the mitzvah not the Hanacha. Shem Hoysa Munachas B'mkoma Shalol Hashem Mitzvah Chanukah. If it was placed down, Shalol Hashem Mitzvah Chanukah, so you didn't have Hanacha. Madlika Shem, you light it there and it's fine. Ve'ein Tzarach L'Hasira, you don't have to remove it. U'lahanicha Shem L'Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. You don't have to then put it down again. You don't need a Hanacha L'Shem Mitzvah. As long as the Hadlaka is L'Shem Mitzvah, you're fine. Lefika, Ashashish, a flame, Shahisa the Lekas Kohayom, Shadlega Mer Shabbos Lemitzvah Chanukah, something that was lit from Friday night, for Neros Chanukah, and it goes through the whole day of Shabbos. The Moshe Shabbos, Machado Madlika Lashem Mitzvah. That's really the next case in the Gemara, which we didn't do. Now let's go to our cases. Umikom Makom, Tzarach Shadlikena Bimakom Hanachasa, you need to light in the place where you're going to leave it. Shem Hedlika Bifnim, Vohutzia Lochot, Lo Yatza, Shaharoa Omer, Tzarachahu Madlika. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you lit it inside and carried it outside, the reason why you're not Yotze is because Haroa Omer Latzarcha Hu Madlika. The Chain in Madlika Va'osa B'yodav M'komo, and so too if you lit it and you're holding it in your hands the entire time, Va'yotze Sharoa Omer Latzarcha Hu Osa. Yeah, so it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch is passing Lachor, not like the Gemara. We just have to feed the Gemara if you hold that Hadlaka was a mitzvah, which is how we hold, then the reason why you're not Yotze when you hold it the entire time is because of Haroa. But the reason why you're not Yotze when you lit inside and you carry it outside, the Gemara says, almost mefurish, that the reason why you're not Yotze, the thing about Hadlaka was a mitzvah, is Hadlaka b'mkoma, but you need the Hadlaka in the right place. The only reason the Gemara brings in Haroa over there in that case, that's what the Fidaman Da'amba that says Hadlaka was a mitzvah. But the Shulchan Aruch here is passing Hadlaka was a mitzvah, and for both cases, the Shulchan Aruch is passing, the reason why you're not Yotze is because of Haroa. That's the Ha'ara on the Machadra that all the Achronim make. So we look at the Taz. We'll read through the whole Taz so those who came late can see the whole Gemara. Then you can see the whole Gemara. He brings the whole Gemara. We'll go through it very quickly. If you look at the Taz, Os Days, on the second line, Sharo Omer Latzarcho, the Gemara. What was it? The Gemara Parachin and Lamad Amar Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Fidam Adam is Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Amar Rav HaYatafos Nerchanaka Lo Osa Klum. Shmami Nahanach Osa Mitzvah. Right? That was the first Raya. That if you're holding it, you're not Yotze. It's a Raya that Hanach Osa Mitzvah. Because the Fidam Adam Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, you do the Hadlaka. So Mishanin and the Gemara answers, Mishanin and Hassan, HaRoa Omer Latzarcho Hu Dinakad Lay. That even with the man the Amr that said you have no right nachos and mitzvah, really I'll say hadlaka osa mitzvah. You're not yotzei because the one who sees you holding it thinks you did it for your own purposes and not for the mitzvah. Kashma, the next case in the Gemara, the Amr Rava, hedlika b'fnim lo tzia lo asa v'lo klum, one who lit it inside and then took it outside, he's not yotzei. So the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Shalom hadlaka osa mitzvah. If you can say hadlaka osa mitzvah, b'mkoma ba'inan. The came into Zoh Mitzvah, so Tzorosh HaTa'asa V'mokom Chiyuva. If you say, Lufidim Adar HaDlaka Osa Mitzvah, it makes sense if you carry it outside after you're not Yotze, because you didn't do the lighting in the proper place. Ela Yamit HaDlaka Osa Mitzvah, Amai Lo Asa V'lo Klum, it's HaDlaka Osa Mitzvah, why not Yotze? You did the proper HaDlaka. U'mishani, the Gemara says, Hasa Nami HaRoa Hu Omer Latzorcha Hu D'Adlaka. Over there also, Lufidim Adar is HaDlaka Osa Mitzvah. It's still not gonna be Yotze, even if you did the Hanacha. But since you lit it inside, one who sees you is gonna think that you did it for your own purposes. So says the Taz, Imkein Mashma, and the Baal says the same thing as the Taz, Imkein Mashma Shalmanda Omer Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Ein Tzarach Latan Sha'aroa Omer. It's Mashma from the Gemara, Lafid Manda Omer that says, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, so you don't need the reason, in the case of carrying it outside, you don't need the reason of Haroa Omer. Elamikan Hadlaka B'mkoma V'inan. The whole reason why you carry it outside, Lafid Manda Omer Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, is because you need to light it in the right place. So you don't need to come on to the whole idea of Haroa. Ein tzarach latan sha'aroa omer, elo mitan de hadlaka b'mkoma b'inan, kesvar samakshin. V'lama kosav hatur v'shulchan aruch, tan de haroa omer. Fine, that's the Taz's kasha, the kasha that we ask. Fine, so it answers the Taz, and the Baal says the same thing. V'nira de hatur diktik lashon ha'gemara sh'omer hasam nami. So they say that the Medayik in the Gemara, that the Lashon of the Gemara was Hasam Nami, when they're answering the second Kasha, when you take it inside to outside, we said it makes sense you're not Yotze, the Fidam Adar Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, but Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, you should be Yotze, you did Hanacha. Gemara says Hasam Nami Haro Omer. So what's the deal? Near that two Dikik Lashon of the Gemara, Shomer Hasam Nami, the Mashma, the Einu Mesaber Kol Kach Bazeh, Kamoba Hi Kamaisa. It's Mashma, the Gemara wasn't as satisfied with this idea of Haroa Omer, that you did it for your own purposes, the Hasam Nami there also is like secondary. The Gemara was not as satisfied in saying that as it was in the first case. Why? Basically, what he says is that it's more logical to say that the one who sees him is going to think he did it for his own purposes if he's holding it the entire time. Because when a person is looking for something, a person needs a light, a lot of times he'll be holding it. So it's much more logical to say the svara over there of Haroa Omer. When the Gemara introduces the second kasha, the Gemara is thinking that it's not shayach. If you lit something inside, you carry it outside, it's less shayach to say Haroa Omer. Therefore, the Gemara thought in the Havamina that the reason why you're not yotzi, the fila mandam hadlakal is a mitzvah, is because you're not lighting it in the proper place. But then when the Gemara comes and says, when we're answering for the mandam hadlakal is a mitzvah, saying, Hasan nami Haroa Omer, says the Taz, we're falling off the region of Hadlaka b'mkoma ba'inan. May the Gemara thought in the Havamina that the reason of Haro wouldn't apply, but once the Gemara comes back that it also applies over there, so Hadlaka lo mitzvah or Hadlaka lo mitzvah, that's the reason why you're not yotze. The only reason why you're not yotze is because Haro omer, not because of Hadlaka b'mkoma ba'inan. That's what he says. Right, we just read it inside. So that the machshin the dafko be kamaisa the rabba be tofus be yado there vaday mistaber laharoa shel atzarkahu. There it's very logical that the roa is going to say that he's doing it for his own purposes. He came there up in the yado and lit tofus be yado kasherotzul eshtame shum davar. It makes no sense. You carry a flashlight. You carry it in your hand. It makes sense that someone who sees you will think that he did it for your own purposes. Ama be mavik bifnim ain't sora kol kach lo markein. Al korach lintzul madam adoko samitzah betaritz mishum. The mitzvah tzarech lios b'chutz shesha makom ner chanukah l'din ha-talmud. Therefore, the Gemara couldn't use the answer of haro l'fi the mandam hadlakos mitzvah. The Gemara needs to come up to a new reason why you're not yotzi if you took it from inside your house to outside. Aval mandam hadlakos mitzvah kasha u'mishani shegam b'zeh yesh mikom makom litos l'haroa. And then the Gemara's machadish at the end, and there also it makes sense. Hasan nami, there also it makes sense that a roa will get confused that you carried it outside. Fine. Now at the end of the second line he says, once we come on that once when Mechadish that Haro Omer applies in the case also where it was lit inside and carried outside, so you no longer need the reason of Hadlaka b'mkoma tzricha. El neima gam hu sir lehai taimba. But you can say also the reason why you're not yotzi, even if you command Hadlaka osa mitzvah, is mishum haroa. Kevan de malav achi tzarech at alomer shesvir lehtaim of the roa machmas kamaisa de roa. Meaning, anyway, you need to come on to the reason of haroa in the first case, lefi the mandam hadlaka osa mitzvah, says the Taz, even though we had a havamina that haroa wouldn't apply over here, because it's less common to be using it for your own purposes when you're not holding it, so we thought it wouldn't apply, so we had to come up with a dochuk with a reason that's not as gishmak. We had to say that you need to do the lighting in the proper place. But once we came in, we said, hasan nami, also, the reason of haroa also applies over there. So may that reason of haroa apply both of the mandam hanocho samitzvah, where the Gemara is saying it, and also of the mandam earlier of hadlaka samitzvah. This way it will be consistent that both dinim, of the mandam hadlaka samitzvah, you're not yotze because of haroa omer. So we'll come out of the Taz, the Gemara is totally falling off the reason of. The Gemara is totally falling off the reason of hadlaka b'mkoma ba'inan. I want to go back to the fish thing, but I think maybe I'll just jump in with a kasha now. This right here, the Tzibes of Frank brings us to answer a kasha. The Minchas Chinuch asks on the Rambam brings this Taz. So the Rambam passes that by the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. So he says v'zek hamashon ekshesi al din zeh shel haRambam. The Minchas Chinuch says for many years I'm bothered by this kasha. Right, because the Rambam paskins that a zara is a lot of like the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, but the menorah is in the heichal is a zara, not allowed in. How does he like the menorah? So the Rambam says you can take the menorah out to the zara, he'll light the menorah, and then you carry the menorah back in. So Frank, I don't know why you would do that, but he says you're allowed to do that. So he says like this. So the Rambam says the imhotzia lochut muter zar lahadlik. So, Frank the Mechas Chinuch, how the menorah vaday hadlaka was the mitzvah of Lohanacha. It says vaday the menorah, the Beis Hamikdash, says vaday the hadlaka was the mitzvah of Lohanacha. The ilavachi lohayt adoch at Shabbos. The Asher Lach is called him at Shabbos. Fine. Umavur lahedya b'Rashi Shabbos chavetzim abeis. If you look at our sugya, Rashi, right before we started from, when the Gemara discusses hadlaka was the mitzvah of Lohanacha, Rashi says, the first very wide line, Rashi says, "I hadlaka osa mitzvah, I a mitzvah shachanik atuya b'hadlaka." Then you could be madlik from the last week. You could be madlik menel on there. To the ashkechon b'menorah. So he's saying life of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash is halakha of submissive. Rashi clearly seems to be saying that with the Beis Hamikdash is menorah, that halakha of mitzvah. So he says, Visham the sugya mavur, our sugya is mavur. The hadlaka osa mitzvah, hadlaka b'mkom avainam. Says the Vilcha Sunach, what's the Rambam talking about? They take the menorah outside. Our sugya seems to clearly say that the fila manava that says hadlaka osa mitzvah, so then hadlaka b'mkom avainam. Like we said in the second case, that's the reason why you're not yotze when you lit inside and carry it outside. Is the fila manava osa mitzvah, you need to light in the proper place. So how does the Rambam say that you could do this? The hadlika b'fnim otzia gabiner chanukah lo asa chum. In Cain came the Makam Hamanura Behechel, the Vabai Tarl Havakum Koma, Hainu Behechel, the Shulabim Koma Loasa Plum, the Kosvo Haramam Harivet had Lokosum Bachus Kshera. How could the Ramam arrive at both right the Hadloka outside is Kshera? Ha Hadlokum Koma Bainan. Says the Akazam Matsosi Kushizub, the Sefer Meiser Rokeach. Fine, you say he saw Hadul Esses Kasha also. So Lafi the Taz and the Bach will say the same thing, the Kasha is not a Kasha. The Pashm Shad in the Gemara, the Maskan of the Gemara is, like we said originally, like the Menachos Smith's understanding is that the reason why when you light inside and carry it outside, you say, Vishal, Man of Ardoko, it's a mitzvah, you're not Yotze. So you need to light in the proper place, and you didn't. So the Man of Ardoko, it's a mitzvah, why not Yotze? So he said, Haro Omer. So Frank Tim, so we see there, the Man of Ardoko, it's a mitzvah, you need to light in the proper place, otherwise you're not Yotze. So how about the Beis HaMikdash, where it's Ardoko, it's a mitzvah, how can you carry the menorah outside for the non-calling to light and then carry it back in? You're not Yotze. It's the loss of Klum. So since it's based on Frank, Lafida Taz is beautiful. Lafida Taz, the Maskon of the Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara wants to come into Haroa. So Mandam Hanachol to Mitzvah, we're holding Haroa. Lafida both Mandam Amram, and we're falling off Halacha b'Mkoma b'Inan. And just it's kind of interesting thing. The two pages of Frank brings that also. I looked it up in the back of the Shulchan Aruch in the Nimuke Hagrid. He says also brought down in the Shas and Shiva Sassan Sofer, which I couldn't find in Shiva. That it's kind of an interesting thing. He says whenever the Gemara says Bishlama. It's not the correct answer. Meaning when the Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand this Hadlaka was submitting, you're not Yotze because Hadlaka of Mkoma Ba'inan, but Lafi the Mandamar, how do you understand Lafi the Mandamar, other Mandamar? And when you end up answering for that Mandamar, assuming that answer was half of both, then you're knocking out the Bishlama. It says it's not in our case, so you leave that as a general rule. Whatever you say, Bishlama, Lafi this Mandamar works out because of this, what about that Mandamar? It's a Dulchak even in the first Mandamar. And if you come up with a Paris for the other one, it will end up being a Paris of both. So Mamish, what the Taz is saying, so Rashi brings a riot to that. If anyone's bothered that L'chor doesn't make any sense, if you say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, the Pashas means that you have to light it in the proper place. So what else does Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah mean? So you just tell them, according to the Taz, that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, you don't need the Hadlaka in the right place. So what is Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah? Right? L'chor you think, if you say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, you think it has to be in the proper place before you light it. Now we say that's not true, that doesn't apply. Halakha b'mkoma b'inan is not true, we fall off that. So what does it mean halakha b'mkoma b'inan?
So what else did I
halakha? No, the man about halakha b'mkoma b'inan. So
what else did I halakha? You didn't do halakha, you only did halakha.
No, so that you might not be yosef because I wrote omer, but where's there going to be a chisar in halakha b'mkoma b'inan? So if you lit the menorah, so then you're...
What's if you only did
halakha? Right, so Tosa says in the Sugya, when he brings up the whole Shaila, he says that if a Chayr Shad of a Kotam would light the menorah, then if someone who is not a Bar Chiyu would light the menorah, if Hadlaka was a mitzvah, so you wouldn't be Yosei. If the Manavah was a Hadlaka was a mitzvah, so as long as you're a Bar Chiyu, you would place on the menorah, then he would light it, so then you would be Yosei, because the Hadlaka is not the Ikar fire. So I'm just pointing that out, that if the Manavah was a mitzvah, you don't necessarily need that Hadlaka and Koma Ba'inan to hold Hadlaka was a mitzvah. There are other Inyanam that apply there. Fine. So that's what the Taz and the Bach explain the Sugya. If you go to the Pri Chadash on the next page, the Pri Chadash doesn't like what they say. The writing's a little small. If you look on the right column, all the way at the bottom, Taf Resh Ayin Aleph, the Aleph. If you look at halfway down in the middle of the paragraph, it's a little bit, the photocopy's kind of a little bit wavy. But if you see the two dots there, Umasha Kosov Sharoa Omer, Letzerkel Madlika. So he says an interesting thing. So he brings down this whole thing. If you skip down from there, five lines says, V'teima al ha'rith v'ha'rosh. See that right in the middle of the lines, about 15 lines up. It says, V'teima al ha'rith v'ha'rosh, shekosu tam d'ha'roa omer, o'kidivrei ha'ralam b'chaber zal. So he doesn't like that. Then he brings a Rambam, which you can skip. Yeah, v'sefer bach. The first word on the line is the bach. You see the bach? V'sefer bach kosav Right, and the box is similar to the Taz. But the Sefer Ba Kosa, the Sfilei L'Harif V'Harosh, the Loka Amar HaShas HaLoka V'Mkoma Ba'inan Elon Mikamei D'Yoda Shirui D'Haroa. The Gemara only said this answer of HaLoka needs to be in the right place before we came on to this idea of HaRoa Omer. Let's talk about HaLoka. Aval Hashta D'Yadinan Le'Kushta Hachihu. Once we know that that's the truth, that there is this idea of HaRoa Omer, the Asher Mishon HaRoa Omer, Loka D'Kasaka D'Aitach Meikara. Fine. So he's just quoting the Bach, which is the same as the Taz. And then the Prichadash says, the aims of Mechuvar Klad, does this make no sense? The Havadai Svarihi, the Kevon, the Ikka Mitzvahs Nechanaki, the Pesal Beso, since the Ikka Mitzvahs Nechanaki is to be outside your house, the Hadlaka Hi Ha Mitzvah, and Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, so Pshita, the Tzarech Hadlika, B'makum Chiyuva, says, it's Pashit that the Hadlaka, if you hold Hadlaka as a Mitzvah, and there's a certain place that you need Hadlaka to be, so it's a Dabar Pashit that if Hadlaka is a Mitzvah, the Hadlaka has to be over there. He disagrees, he says it doesn't make sense what they're saying. And where does the Bach get off to be just push off what the Gemara says? So the first thought of the Gemara, the kosher gained the hachim b'safra, and certainly if what the Gemara says makes sense, it's perfectly logical. So where does the Bach and the Taz get off just ignoring it and saying, oh, we fall off that totally? It's a very logical thing that if you hold habako is a mitzvah, then at the shas habako, everything has to be in place. It has to be in the proper place. So therefore, he doesn't like what the Bach says. So his answer is a much more simple answer. What he's going to answer, we'll read it inside, but he answers very simply, is that, but both answers apply, but there's no nafkamina. In the first case, is HaRoa Omer. In the second case, we say, Bishlam, Mana HaLoko Usen Mitzvah, the reason why you're not going to be carried outside, because HaLoko B'mkoma B'inan. But if you're the other Mana HaRoa, what are you going to say? We said HaRoa. But when we pass in the dinner, we just write HaRoa, because Lamaisa, there's no nafkamina, whether the reason why it's not good is HaRoa, or the reason why it's not good is HaLoko B'mkoma B'inan. Not that we're falling off that, just it makes no difference, so we just, it's also funny, he says there's no nafkamina, so we just write the same answer for both of them. Yeah, so the case of Rambam is nafkamina. So Belgavi Hilchos Chanukah, there will be no nafkamina. The Beis Hamikdash should be nafkamina, but it doesn't Hilchos Chanukah, there will be no nafkamina, whether the reason why you're not yotzei is because someone's going to see you, or the reason why you're not yotzei is not writing in the proper place, there will be no nafkamina.
Would Haraya apply even if you know that there's nobody that's going to see
it? Chora would. So look what he says. He says the Efsher, and then he brings in a Ran that will be very interesting. He says the Efsher, they came in the lo nafkamina midi lein dina. Since there's no nafkamina at all with a din, the bechol gavna loas of loplum. Either way you learn, whether you learn it's because of haroa or you learn that you need to light in the right place. Either way is not yosei. So memelo lo vitiku badaver vekasu tam de haroa omer. Fine. That's his answer. There's no nafkamina, therefore it's okay. But now he says, Lefi the Ran is not so true, because Lefi the Ran there will be nafkamina, he says. V'afal pishel Lefi mashakasav haran gabi chotzer sheyesh lo beis psachem mishte ruchos dekev under mishum chshad madlik lo mavarech el achad pischa Lefi zeh ikabinayu. So he says like this, the Gemara says if you have an entrance on two sides of the street, let's say your house is on the corner of Euclid and Randolph. So if you live on Euclid, you have to light on Randolph also, because people might walk by Randolph, see it in light, and be choshi that you don't light the menorah. The halacha is they have to light on both sides. That's the halacha. So the Ran says, since I'm lighting on the second side, I'm only lighting because of the chashad, maybe I don't have to make a bracha. Very logical. So says the Prichadash, so even though Lefi the Ran, there is an afkamina, why? Says the Prichadash, if Lefi the Ran, when I'm lighting on the second side only because of Chshad, so I don't make a bracha, so Mela, the reason why I'm not Yotzi, when I take the menorah from inside my house to outside the house, if the reason was only because of HaRoa Omer, because of Chshad, so what someone's going to see, so Mela, I wouldn't have to make a bracha. But if the reason why I'm not Yotzi is because HaLaka B'mkoma B'inan, so then I didn't do anything yet. Right? If I lit it inside my house and I carried it outside, there are two possible reasons why I'm not yotzei. One possible reason is the hadlaka has to be in the right place. So that means I didn't do anything. If I didn't do anything, so rather when I go light it outside, I have to make a bracha. I didn't do anything yet. But the Vidma Dhamma that says the whole reason why I have to do it again outside is the haroa omer. What someone's going to see is going to look funny. So it's going to look funny. Says the Prichadash, like the case of the Ran. If you're only writing because of what people are going to say, so only writing because of that, then you don't have to make a bracha. So he says, even though Lefi the Ran, there'll be a major nafkamina. So, fine, he disagrees with the Ran.
Excuse me, when you're
holding it, we're not talking about the case of holding it. We're talking about the case where you move it from inside your house to outside your house. Right, the first Rebbe Chanan says the non afkamina wants the Shulchan Aruch just chooses whichever reason. Just chooses Harod, the non afkamina. And he says, and even though Lefi L'Ran, there is a major afkamina, because Lefi L'Ran, if it's a reason it's Haroa, he won't make a bracha when you light it outside. If the reason is Halakha ben Makom of Ba'in, and you need the light outside, and otherwise you do nothing, then you have to, make another bracha. So there's a major afkamina L'Halakha, because you need a new bracha or not. How could the Shulchan Aruch just choose different Lashonas if it's not right L'Maisa? What?
Why is this just
according to Iran? Oh, so Pri Chadash ends up answering that really they would argue with Iran, and they would hold in the case of Iran, he will also have to make a bracha on the other side. He says that. That's what Pri Chadash says at the end. So he says, the Lefi Iran, he ends up, his last words are, Umiyu Vadat Haran Kasha. So the Lefi'im is not difficult, because he'll just say that. He'll argue with Iran. He says the Rosh and the Rif, they don't argue, but he says they would. Because they would hold, whenever Chazal they have to relight for whatever reason, you'll always make a bracha. So even if you're lighting on the second side, because of Chshad, you always make another bracha, so it wouldn't be an afkamina. But Lefi the Ran is Shver, because Lefi the Ran, how does the Machaber and the Tur pass in that the reason why you're not Yosef is of Haroa, Lefi that you wouldn't make a bracha. But Lefi the reason that the Gemara gave, of Halakha and Makoma, but you need to make another bracha. That's what he says. So just a Rikiv Eger quickly, and then we'll see an interesting Shaila that will answer based on the Rikiv Eger. So if you go back and face the Shulchan Aruch, so Rikiv Eger is going to argue what David tried to argue, not with his Gemara, but he's going to try to argue and say that it's not true. What did the Pirkalei say again? The Pirkalei said that Lefi the Ran, there would be an Afkamina. Because Lefi the Ran that says, if you have the light on the second side because of Chshad, right, you don't make a bracha. So to over here, if the reason why you're relighting is because of Haroa, you won't make another bracha. But if the reason why you're lighting is because of Hadlaka, but Makoma, but you need to light in the proper place, otherwise you weren't Yotze, so of course you would need to make another bracha. Says Rav Kiviger, there's a chilug you can make between the Ran's case of lighting on the second side of the street, and the case where you have to relight because of Haroa. So Rav Kiviger says like this. He says, right, on the end of the line, Pri Chadash Os Aleph, Omiyu Ladat Haran Kasha. That's how the Pri Chadash ended off, Ladat Haran Kasha. So he says, Eino Doma, says the Rikiv Eger, it's not similar. The Mikara Hayakach Mitzvah Hadlaka. Because in the case of Haroa Omer, when you had a Chiv to light the menorah outside your house, and instead you chose to light inside, the Mikara Hayakach Mitzvah Hadlaka, the Ba'inan Shiyehei Pirsum Neis Laharoa. The Halakha is, and Halakha there it is, you must light in the place where there'll be Pirsum Pirsum Neis for whoever sees it. And the chiyav of the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros is that no one who should see you should mistakenly think that you're doing anything besides Hadlakas Neros. That's not considered chshad. Ela the hachisaron beguf hamitzvah. That's the chisaron beguf hamitzvah. If you're lighting the menorah inside your house and carrying it outside, and there's a chance that people are going to say, "Oh, he lit it for his own purposes," then it's a chisaron the ikar mitzvah. It's not just that. Oh, it's maris ayin. It looks like he was doing it. No, the mitzvah has to be that when you're lighting the menorah, that it's clear to anyone who sees you that they see a menorah that they know that you did it for the purpose of the mitzvah. Right, the hadlaka hazeh she'eno mora pirsum neis, the musi lemitli letzorcho avlik, a kind of hadlaka that does not show clearly a pirsum neis that people could be told it on that you're lighting it for your own purposes. Have shalok mitzvaso ubayi beruchei, ma she'enge chotzer velo beis psachim, ma she'enge in the Ran's case where you have a chotzer with two openings, there it's very different. Why? The mitzvah kedine. Because there he, when he lit the first time, he was yotzei his mitzvah 100% with his first hadlaka. It was 100% fine. Ela the yichshedu also shlo hidlik. People are going to be choshed that he didn't light yet. So tzarach hadlaka gam bepesach days. Therefore, kasav aran shapir the lo bayi bruchei. So over there, where you fulfilled your mitzvah 100% by lighting on the first on Euclid, and time where people are going to see over there, they're going to be choshed you. So you're lighting over there. They're not going to make a bracha. You already fulfilled your mitzvah 100% on the first side. But in the case where your main hadlaka, your only hadlaka, you light it inside, and you carry it outside, and there's a chance of haroa omer, it's not just stam and maritime, it doesn't look nice. Stam, it's a chisaron, the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah has to be a lighting that's clear to everyone that it's l'shem mitzvah Hanukkah. If there's anything that can be told on, oh, he's doing it for his own purposes, you're not going to say. So why do you have to make another bracha? So, Zakri v'kiv eger, that the Pri Chadash's answer stands even Lefi the Ran. The Pri Chadash who said, the Shulchan Aruch just chose either answer because there's no nafkamina. The Pri Chadash said, Lefi the Ran, there's a major nafkamina. Says the Kivagir, even Lefi the Ran, there's no nafkamina. Because even Lefi the Ran, it's not the Ran's case that you don't need a bracha, but in our Gemara, either way you would look past it, whether it's Haroa Omer or Halakha B'mkoma Ba'inan, either way you would have 100% need another bracha. Fine. Now, based on this, I answer another kasha. We're switching gears. We'll come back to this to answer the kasha. But the Gemara in the beginning of the sugya says, Kavsa ain't zakatva, that if the menorah goes out, so we hold that if it gets extinguished, you're not chayav to relight it. So the Gemara asks Akasha, the Gemara brings out a brisa that says that the hadlaka has to be from shkia ashatilcha regal menashuk. So the Gemara says, doesn't that mean it has to be lit the entire time? How could you say if it goes out, you have a chiyuv to relight it? The mitzvah hadlaka is from shkia ashatilcha regal menashuk. Just to use numbers, the mitzvah hadlaka is from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Doesn't that mean that if it goes out, you have to relight it? It must be lit the entire time. So that's a question on the one who says that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Someone says, no, when it says that 5 to 6 is hadlaka, it means that if you have not lit yet, two answers. If you have not lit yet at 5:15, you still have the opportunity to light till 6 o'clock. That's one answer. Or it means that whenever you light, you have to put in enough oil that it could theoretically last from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Right? So there's two answers. Either it has to, you can only light till 6 o'clock, or you can light even at 10 o'clock, but you have to put in an hour's worth of oil. So obviously a major nafkamina between those two answers is, if a guy comes home from work at 10 o'clock at night, is he allowed to light a menorah? The fifth answer that says that if you haven't lit yet, you can still light until 6 o'clock. So once 6 o'clock comes, you can never light again. You're finished. Your mitzvah is over. Fidim Adar who says, it's just telling you how much oil to put in. So if I come home at 10 o'clock, as long as I put in an hour's worth of oil, I can light at 10 o'clock. That's nafkamina. What happens at 10 o'clock? So Tosa says in the Rush, they all say, so obviously a person should try to light as early as possible to fulfill both shittas. But if you get home later, so about it you should light because at least you'll fulfill the second mandamer who says you can light at 10 o'clock at night. Shaila is what you do about a bracha. So the Magen Avraham says, I'm not going to open it. The Magen Avraham says, the Mechaber, I will open it. The Mechaber says, when the Mechaber is passing the Shaila of lighting it, then Misafik, so he says like this. He says, he didn't light at the proper time. Fine. He ends up and says, this thing of between 5 and 6 o'clock, that's only l'chadchila. If that time passes, you didn't light, you get home at 10 o'clock, you can light the whole night. Says the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef kotzed have a sveka d'dina. The Beis Yosef says it's a sveka d'dina. V'imkein mashma she'ein levarech. It's mashma, but it's a sveka d'dina. We're not sure who the halacha is like, so just light up misafik. So the mashma says that you should not make a bracha. Aval midesosa v'shulchan aruch. He just says you should light all night. Says the Magen Avraham mashma daito she'yavarech. It's mashma that you would make a bracha. The question is that the Tzipes Afrem brings this down also. He brings down both things. He brings it down from Yaakov Emden. From the Murak Tzia, he asks on the Magen Avraham, how can the Magen Avraham understand the Mechaber that you would have to lie with a bracha if it's a suffix? And we know that every bracha, suffix bracha, you never make the bracha. You never make the bracha. You have a suffix if you made a bracha on an apple, you middle of the apple. So you bracha suffix, you don't make a bracha. So here you have a suffix who the bracha is like. So it's clear. So I mean, the Acharim say you're going to light anyway, even though the lighting is the Rabbanon also, but it's for Semenisa, there's an Indian to light. But why should you make a bracha? How could the Magen Avraham understand in the Mechaber that you're going to light with a bracha? If it's a suffix, lefi mishman da'amer, so it's clear you shouldn't make a bracha. What's the sign that you should make a bracha? So if Yaakov then answers based on the Rikiv Yeger, he says that Hadlakas Neros, the bracha of Hadlakas Neros is very different than the bracha on other mitzvahs. By a regular mitzvah, the bracha is stamp is the bracha is the Rabbanan, and we'll say some brachos, so you won't make the bracha. But he says by Hadlakas Neros, the bracha is an ikker part of the mitzvah. It says based on the Rikiv Yeger, whenever you're lighting the menorah, and it's not 100% clear to whoever sees that you're doing the mitzvah of Chanukah, so you're not Yotze. So in Rikiv Yeger's case, it has to be that you have to have it in the right place, otherwise you're not Yotze. If it's Haro Omer, you're not Yotze. Here also, he wants to say that it's the same idea, that if a person's going to light without making a bracha, so one who sees him is going to think that he's just lighting it for his own purposes. Unless you're making the bracha, l'hadlik yeshal Chanukah, you're clearly stating that you're lighting it for the purposes of Chanukah, so it's not just, oh, the Islam is a side point. So we have a suffix in the din, whether you should light or you shouldn't light. So the suffix is that the din is that misafik you have to light the menorah. But if you light without a bracha, that's ki'ilu, you didn't light at all. So the only way that you can fulfill your suffix of lighting is by making a bracha, because lefidus this pattern of your anger, if you light without a bracha, then someone who sees might think that you're lighting for your own purposes. It has to be 100% clear that when you're lighting 100% for the purposes of the mitzvah.
The ram, then, by the other, when you're lighting by the second gate, you don't know some echashan, why wouldn't you make a bracha if The person is not.
They will make a mitzvah 100%. The feet of you're lying on the other side.
It's not taking away the chesed. Because the roya who sees you nail lining them.
No, but that chesed is not a chesed on your hadlaka. If my main hadlaka, there's chesed on haro over there, and nothing my mitzvah, so then I need to do the mitzvah. But here, my first lining by the first entrance is 100% a kosher hadlaka. No one can mistake in it. Now you look on my second side, you think I might not have been yosei, but since I'm lining over there, but I wouldn't have to make a bracha over there. Because I was already yotzei my mitzvah. I'm just doing it to make sure that people on the street don't think I'm a bad person. It's not a chisson in my mitzvah. That's not my mitzvah. My mitzvah was done. My mitzvah was done. It was clear to whoever saw my mitzvah that I was doing my mitzvah for Ner Chanukah. Okay, I want to switch gears to just a machshava thought that a couple of midrashim, the Chanukah, famous ones, just to say a thought on it, that the Medrash says that the Yevanim tried to uproot three mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael: Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Milah. So I want to just say over one nekuda that I said at the bris of the twins, and I thought of Chanukah then when I was preparing. I thought of Chanukah, but I didn't work it out. I want to just speak it over. That what's the connection between these three mitzvahs of Shabbos, Chanukah, and Bris Milah, and why would the Yevanim dafka trying to get rid of those mitzvahs? So I wanted to start with a minute to talk about Bris Milah. Two Ramazim, that I said this at the Bris, that I saw brought down two Ramazim to Milah in the Torah by different Yanim, and see what the Shaykhus is. Based on that, see a connection between Milah, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and what the Yevanim were getting at. So the Baal HaTurim says on the Pasuk in the beginning of Shmos, it says, Ve'ela Shmos b'nei Yisrael ha'boim mitzrayma. So it says, the Sofei Tevos are the words Mila. B'nei Yisrael ha'boim mitzrayma, so the letters spell out Mila. So we see that when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, so the Torah is Merames to Bris Mila. That's time number one. Time number two is even stranger. By the Aron at the bottom, never allowed to leave the Aron. So the pasuk says, "But tabos ha'aron yiyu abadim lo yosur mimenu." The rings of the Aron, the bottom should be, they should never leave there. So it says in the Sefer Sharbid Hazahav that the roshay tables of habadim lo yosur mimenu is also backwards. It spells out mila. So what's the shachas to these two Ramazan to mila? So I felt like this that. A lot of unfortunately say that in the beginning of Shmos, when it says Elu Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayma, that the word Haboyim is incorrect. It should really say Elu Shmos Bnei Yisrael Shabo Mitzrayma. Because when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, it was already in the end of Sefer Bereishis. In Shmos, they weren't going down anymore. They were there already. It should have said Elu Shmos Bnei Yisrael Shabo Mitzrayma. They came already, not Haboyim. So the Mefarshim say, he brings that over here, I heard it on a refrain tape once, a lot of Mefarshim say, the pshat is that when the sons of Yaakov were still alive, called Zman they were in Mitzrayim, they were always in a state of Haboyim Mitzrayim, as if they just came. They never got too settled in Mitzrayim, they never got too used to the culture, they never thought that they truly belonged there. That's the pshat over there. The pshat by the Badin, I think, is a similar idea. That we say by the Badin that you never, all the other vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, when you put them in the Mishkan, you take out the poles are for carrying. But the Aron, you never allowed to take out the poles. So the Rishonim give a lot of different reasons, but I want to suggest a different reason, and that is that when a person walks into a room with a bed, with a knapsack on his back, so if he's planning on staying a while, so he takes off his knapsack and makes himself at home. If he plans on just staying for a couple of minutes, he'll keep his knapsack on. So the badim are a sign of moving. That's what you need, the badim in there to carry them. So Hashem wanted to be merames in the Aron. The Aron represents a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Aliyah, someone who works on himself. So Hashem wants to be merames to us. The Badim should never leave there. That a person should never get too complacent in this world. That a person, just like the Aron, should never be too complacent. Always has to be ready to move. He always has to be ready to move on. A person can't be too satisfied with how things are going. A person has to realize there'll always be new nisyonos, new opportunities. A person always has to be on the move and ready to make the move when he needs it. Therefore, the Badim are always in the Aron. It's the same idea as by Shmos. And that same idea as Mila, that by Shmos, that Klal Yisrael, they were always in a state of Haboyim Mitzrayim. They never got too settled, never got too used to what was going on there. They were always as if they had just come down. So to over here, that by the Aron, always has to be ready to go. Can't get too settled down in one place. Always realize, always in Sirenos coming. That's the idea of Mila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Mila, that an oath on our bodies, that should always be with us to realize that we don't really belong here. Our true place is in Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, we should always be ready that we're on the move, that a new sun is going to come, something's going to come, we have to work on ourselves, that always different things. So we have a permanently mark on our bodies to represent this idea, not to get too complacent in this world. Just like the Jews didn't get too complacent in Mitzrayim, just like the Aron can't get too complacent in the Mishkan. So it's also the idea of the way it connects to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is that obviously Shabbos comes around once every 7 days, and that's Me'ein Olam Haba, and Shabbos gives us a chizek for the week after. It's Mashpia on the week after, the week before. But Shabbos is a time of chizek, a time of getting chizek, of rejuvenation, of eschatshus for the coming week. And obviously Rosh Chodesh is the same idea. Rosh Chodesh, the whole idea of the moon, that it gets smaller and it gets bigger, is that even if a person is on a down, things aren't going well, that a person can be mechazik himself, and he could, just like the moon, you know, rejuvenates itself every month, so too a person can be mechazik themselves. So I think that these three things, they all represent the idea of eschatshus. That the mila is that a person can never get too complacent, has to be constantly working on himself and being mischadish things within himself, not to get too complacent in this world, is the same idea. That's the whole purpose of Shabbos. Shabbos is there that on a weekly basis that we should be reminded that we don't really belong in this world. We belong in Olam Haba, but that we have to adjust our lives accordingly. And Rosh Chodesh also the same idea, mischadish on a monthly basis, and the idea always that always to be mischadish ourselves. So I think what the Yevanim were trying to do the Yidden by being mevatel of these three mitzvahs was to get Klal Yisrael to lose this idea of eschatshus, to make things be dry and boring and not exciting. And I think that that's a pshat. I was telling Ali before that maybe b'derech drash, that the other medrash that they say about Chanukah, that they said kisu lachem al keren asher she'en lachem chelek v'lokei Yisrael, they made Klal Yisrael in times of the Yevanim to write on the horn of a shore that we have no part in Hashem's in God of Klal Yisrael. So maybe the pshat is there also by keren by nezikin, the magic of keren is there's no hanah l'hazekah. Right, Karen is kavanas lahazik, but you know, he gets no benefit out of it. As opposed to Shane, where the animal gets benefit for he gets eating, he gets a geshmak out of it. But the damage of Karen is he has kavanah to be mazik, but he gets no benefit out of it. So I think what the Yevanim were trying to do was trying to be miraculous us also by Kisel Chama Karen Ashur. What they were trying, the way they were trying to make us Ein Lachem Chela B'Lokei Yisrael is making that mahalach of Kisel Chama Karen Ashur by making a mahalach of Karen that you get no hanah from your Avodas Hashem. So the mail of a person doesn't get any hanah from his Avodas Hashem. It's a mevatel mitzvahs of Mila and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which are ways to get into it, to get geshmak, to get eschadus, to make it exciting, make it fresh. So Mela, we're left with Karen, and we're left with Ein Hanah L'Hazekah, that we have no Hanah Avodas Hashem, and Mela will be Ein Lachem Chela B'Lokei Yisrael. So I thought maybe one of the Avodas that we should try to work on, it's a big Avoda, but on Chanukah, as Hashem obviously says us from these Gzeros, is that the idea that we obviously have a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh, the only Yantif that we have a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh that comes in the middle of the Yantif, and that we should try to think about the mitzvahs of Mila, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and try to keep our Avodas Hashem exciting and to rethink our davening and our learning and all our Avodas Hashem, our midos, and to try to make it exciting and make it geshmak, not to let it get dry, which is what the Avodim tried to do. They tried to introduce the Greek cultures and give a geshmak into sports and all other things. So Mela, what that does, it gives you geshmak and all outside things, and Mela, the Torah becomes like Karen, it becomes Ayan El Azekel. So Avodah of Chanukah is to try to get the geshmak back into the learning, back into the davening, back into the Avodas Hashem, and to reach our shlemus.